It is the afternoon of August 24th. Let's do an update here on Bitcoin's chart. Also, take a quick look at the altcoin chart as well. And today, Sunday, Bitcoin's price is currently holding and bouncing off of, or at least trying to bounce, off of the 55-day exponential moving average after getting that blast off on Friday after Jerome Powell's speech. If we can hold the 55-day exponential moving average, which personally, I think we will, we're setting ourselves up pretty nicely to once again get above this channel that we're in, try to get above this range of resistance, and try to have a successful launch upwards towards new all-time highs. Also, on the daily time frame, we are no longer in oversold territory, but we still have a long ways to go before we start getting anywhere near overbought territory, and the relative strength index is neutral. Something we would like to see is on the weekly time frame is we would like to see Bitcoin's price end in 5.5 hours from now with a little bit more of a wick higher. That would essentially be erasing that previous week's bearishness. However, from a TA standpoint, personally, I'm not too concerned with how the weekly candle here ends, because we now know that the odds of rate cuts of us getting them in September are pretty damn good, particularly if we continue to get weaker labor data in the United States heading up to September 17th, and that the markets should, we'll see what happens, but should rally up to that decision at the very least. Also, looking at shorter term timeframes, the 4-hour chart for Bitcoin, we're starting to get close to oversold territory. So at some point tonight, we should get into oversold territory on the 4-hour chart and then look to have, you know, a continuation potentially of this upwards rally into this week. Monday might be a red day because the stock market hasn't really had an opportunity to sell at all after its Friday pump, whereas crypto has had that little bit of an opportunity. So we'll see what happens Monday. Maybe expect a little bit of red, but you know, once we get into oversold territory on the short-term timeframes, it looks like in the next few weeks, unless of course we get strong labor data, we should see crypto pump. But it's altcoins right now that are flying. This is the Bitcoin dominance chart. So as this chart falls, it means that altcoins are doing better than Bitcoin. And we are getting that nasty rejection, which is a good thing, from this breakout on the bear side of this channel that Bitcoin dominance has been in for over 4 years, and could see a swing of an additional 4, 5, 6% for Bitcoin dominance to altcoins. And you're seeing some cryptocurrencies like Solana right now kind of go crazy today. I'll do another quick update when we get the daily candle close, and more importantly, that weekly candle close in 5.5 hours. But I personally am looking to scoop up a few altcoins that are oversold on short-term timeframes today and into tomorrow.